this week's letter comes from Little Sammy in Bend, Oregon. Little Sammy writes, "Dear George G., I don't know for sure, but it seems like my parents are pretty wealthy. They're pretty well-to-do. Very successful. We live in a nice house. It seems like we have enough, but they're always so stressed out. They're always fighting about money. It seems like they feel like they are broke. So I guess the question is, why do rich people still feel broke?" Well, little Sammy, I appreciate the question. It is a tough one. And I think that realization that financial independence doesn't begin when you have enough money. It begins when you stop believing you'll never have enough. So it's a mindset thing, because I think we've all met somebody, maybe even your parents, Sammy, that make $1 million a year and they're still worried about money. I know that I've certainly met countless people like that. On the other hand, I've certainly met people who earn $50,000 a year who sleep like babies and do not have a financial concern in the world. First glance, it doesn't really seem to make any sense, does it? Because we tend to believe that money solves money problems. And to a point, money does solve money problems. But, you know, if you think about it like this, if you're struggling to put food on the table, to pay rent, or to keep the lights on, more income will, without question, dramatically improve your life. But somewhere along the way, something changes. The math, that'll tell you, your budget, your accounts, that'll tell you that you're doing great. Everything's going great. Your investments are growing. Your income is going up and up and up. You're a homeowner. Maybe you own two homes. And yet, you're still not enjoying a feeling or a sense of financial security. Why is that? Well, it's because there's really two different kinds of wealth. There's financial wealth, which is wealth on paper. And then there's psychological wealth. Again, one lives on a balance sheet. The other resides squarely between your ears in that little thing called your brain. And the two do not always grow together or go together. Sometimes they never even met one another. I think that one of the great misconceptions in personal finance is that financial security is simply a number. Once I get to $1 million, once I get my mortgage paid off, if I could just retire, if I could just make another $100,000 a year, we all play that game. And the finish line, it just keeps moving and moving and moving. Smart people, not like me, will refer to that as lifestyle inflation. Psychologists, also smart people, not like me, will call this hedonic adaptation. I just call it being human. The new car becomes your car. That bigger house just becomes your house. That promotion you got, well, it just becomes your job. Yesterday's dream becomes tomorrow's regular, becomes your new baseline, your new normal, which means you're going to need a new dream tomorrow too, something to strive for. And there's nothing wrong with wanting more. Progress can be good. Ambition is good. Building wealth is good. The question is, does your happiness depend on always having more? Because that is an unwinnable race. It is a fool's errand. It's a stupid thing to do. But it's a very human thing to do, isn't it? I think that this often starts much earlier than when you're a grown-up. It's because there's some people who grew up with very little. Money was always tight. Bills freaked us out. Parents had fights. And maybe opportunities were very, very limited. And those experiences, they leave indelible marks on us. And you can become wildly successful and still carry those fears around that it could all disappear tomorrow. And then on the other hand, some people grow up in wealth and privilege, and they have plenty, but constantly compare themselves to people with even more. It's a different story, but a very similar anxiety. That comparison, it's got a remarkable ability to make abundance feel like scarcity and to make it happen really quick, which is, again, a very human thing. One of the most freeing realizations I've ever had is this. You don't have to compare your life to someone else's highlight reel. You only have to compare your life to the one you're intentionally trying to build. So you decide, what life are you trying to build? And then you benchmark where you're at against that. And you figure out how to get better at what you're doing so you can get to that place that you want to go. Not some freaking person on the internet that you don't really know what's going on in their financial life or anything else. Could be totally fugazi. You have no idea. So compare your current life to the life that you want and the life you're working to build, and that's alignment. So when your spending reflects your values, when your calendar reflects your priorities, when your work supports the life you actually want, something interesting happens. Enough becomes a lot easier to recognize because it's not a number, it's a relationship. It's the point where your resources are supporting your values instead of chasing somebody else's. And I'm not saying you stop trying or striving. It doesn't mean you stop growing or that ambition is something to get rid of. No. I'm talking about becoming as capable as you possibly can to create as much value for others as you possibly can, to build wealth, to care for your family, to make wise investment decisions and leave a legacy. Just don't confuse accumulation with fulfillment. Because I've met plenty of people with eight figures who still feel behind. I've met retirees with modest pensions who feel extremely wealthy. So the difference has nothing to do with their net worth. It's the relationship with what they've got. Makes sense, right? One of the questions I want people to ask is this. What problem am I hoping that more money will solve? Sometimes it's easy. Sometimes it's an obvious answer. Security, freedom, healthcare, education, those are real things. But sometimes the answer is much deeper. Approval, status, validation, belonging, identity. Money is an incredible tool, but it is a sucky substitute for purpose. It can't tell you who you are. It can't repair broken relationships. Money will not make you grateful. It certainly can't decide what matters most. There's only one person who can decide what matters most, and that person is you and me. That's why I think the real goal isn't becoming rich, it's becoming aligned. To use your time and your attention and your energy and, of course, your money to build a life that reflects what you truly value. Because when that happens, wealth becomes a means rather than a destination. And paradoxically, that's often when people begin to feel truly rich. Most money decisions aren't really about money at all. They're about what's important, your family, your freedom, security, opportunity, peace of mind. All of those things, it's interesting. You've heard that saying, comparison is the thief of joy. And it is when you're doing it wrong. And again, if you're comparing yourself to some other human being, I don't care where this other human being resides, if they reside on the internet or they live in the house next to you, that is robbing you of your joy. But if you're comparing yourself to what you've decided your life ought to be or what you want your life to be, then it's very, very constructive. And that's what I want for you. Alignment, the aligned money show. Finally landed that plane. Hey, if you're looking for somebody who understands what matters most to you and it can help you align your decisions with it, click on the notes in the notes of, click on the link in the notes of the show. You can email us. Or you can fill out a little form and you can have a conversation with one of our meaningful advisors in our network. And of course, if you enjoyed today's show, I would appreciate it if you would share it with somebody. That's what helps the show to grow and to makes, that's what makes these ideas find other people's ears. And the more of us who are aligned with the life that we really want and we're actively making better decisions every day, well, that's going to make everybody's lives better. It's going to make the world better and all that good stuff. And of course, there's never going to be anybody more interested in your financial success than you are. So act accordingly.